All right, I'm sitting with Gene Elliott, Senior Director of Java Software Product Marketing at Sun Microsystems. And now that I have my microphone plugged in, I wanted to ask you about what's basically, you know, the latest goings-on with Java.
Well, thanks, Bill. It's great to be here with you. And we are actually sitting at the JavaPolis conference in Antwerp, Belgium. It's been an exciting week here at a very large developer conference. But there's also been an awful lot going on in the Java space recently, and I figure we've got a little bit to talk about today. So we announced the general availability of the next generation of the Java platform, Java SE 6. And that is available on java.sun.com on Monday, free of charge, traditional commercial binary license for developers to use the developer kit and also, of course, have the runtime environment. And there's terrific synchronization in this release with our tools. And NetBeans 5.5 was made available just a couple weeks ago, so developers can go and get a nice bundle with NetBeans 5.5 and SE6 together. And you know, we've also got some great services available, including a 60-day free trial of the Sun Developer Expert Assistance Program for developers who are in the process of testing out the new functionality in SE6 or upgrading their applications. And the regular price for that service is $249 a year, so we'd encourage developers to take advantage of that 60-day offer. So that's just a couple of highlights this week.
Okay.
There's also been a lot going on over the last month. About a month ago, we announced that our intention to make Sun's implementation of the Standard Edition platform available in an open source model. And we'd certainly encourage developers to go have a look at the OpenJDK project on java.net for the latest goings-on there. We made three modules of code available, the Hotspot Virtual Machine, the Java C Compiler, and the Java Help Documentation System. And there's an enormous amount of activity. We've already had 200,000 visitors to that site in just a couple of weeks. And this is really an extension of our community development efforts over the last 2 years. So we're building on that, and we've had a tremendous response here from developers about the decision to make our implementation available under GPL version 2. So we're looking forward to adding the rest of the modules to make a fully buildable JDK available this spring.
Okay. So you said synchronization. So what does that mean exactly, the synchronization thing?
Well, thanks for asking, actually. We've done a good job in the past of delivering terrific technology to market. And we really felt that this time we had to go beyond the bits. So the functionality, the features and the functionality and the code are very important for the platform itself. But we feel that it takes more than code to make developers really successful as they create and deploy compelling applications. It takes the right tools. And NetBeans 5.5 is available with full support for SE6 right now. It takes the right services, and I mentioned the support program that's available. It also takes training courses. There's actually a training up this week on the web for developers to see what's new in SE6. And that will help them get up to speed on the new features in the platform. It also takes the right developer programs, and the Sun Developer Network program, which developers can join free of charge, is available. And we've more than doubled that program in the last year, so that now there are 2.3 million registered developers in that program, which is terrific. We're also in the process of updating our certifications and a broader range of training courses and support offerings for developers to make them really successful. Also, I should mention the Java tutorial book, which has been very useful to developers over the years. The fourth edition of that is already available for order at Amazon.com and in other bookstores. And we know that that's been useful to developers, but unfortunately, with previous releases, it lagged significantly behind the release. Now it's already available for this one, along with a new and improved set of sample code in the JDK. And we know that developers do want to learn from the samples and take code where appropriate as a foundation for applications and functionality that they're working on. And that new set of samples has been well received as well.
Okay. So our app is running just fine on SE5. Can you tell me what do I get? What's the benefit or advantage of me to upgrade to SE6? And also, what are the risks?
Well, let's see. I'm better versed on the pluses and the minuses right now. We've had some excellent experiences already logged by developers in our compatibility and performance program, and that's a program that we have where we work with about 160 companies who have existing applications, and they test those applications in an ongoing fashion as we're in development and report any issues. So we've gotten a lot of feedback from them. It's been very positive. Some of those testimonials are available on javanetsun.com at the SE6 page. And we've also, because of the community development model that I mentioned, in having a transparent development process over the last 2 years and putting our source and our binaries out on the web every week, developers have had a chance to see what the features and functionality are that are going into the platform, what the status is, how they're being implemented, and to test each week. So we've had an enormous amount of feedback, probably about double the kind of developer feedback that we've had than in previous releases, and we learned about regressions or bugs much sooner and had a chance to fix them. So we believe that, to your downside question, that this is the that this transition is going to be the smoothest one ever. Why should developers bother to try it out, though? I think the performance gains are just taking an existing application, try it in 6, because we feel the performance gains will be there for you. Typically, we're getting at least 10%, 10 to 20. 30 is pretty common, and we've had 100% in some unusual cases. So it's worth a shot just to try the application out and run performance benchmarks on it. I think also the ability to do more extensive monitoring and management and profiling and diagnostics in case something is going awry in development or in deployment of an application. In Java SE 5, we put in functionality. We added a set of tools so that developers could analyze what was happening with objects in memory and all of that. And in SE 6, there's a terrific new feature so that developers can actually dynamically attach those tools. They can attach them while the application is running. They don't have to bring the application down and restart it or somehow be a swami or a mind reader and know in advance that they're going to need to diagnose that application. So now they can, if they want to profile it, they can attach the tools, get the information, and remove them, and the application can simply carry on. This is really important when developers have applications that are doing mission-critical work in the world. I think also we've found, especially in the last couple of years, that developers are really interested in using scripting languages and dynamic languages with the Java platform, and we very much believe it's a Java and scripting and Java and world, not a Java or world. And in this release of the platform, we've included the ability for developers to add scripting engines into their applications. We've included in our implementation the Rhino script. This is a JavaScript, and that's been very well received. So there's a project on java.net at scripting.dev.java.net where there are about 24 scripting engines that developers can go and get right now that conform to JSR 223, and they can use those right now with their applications quite easily. It's a much more elegant way than what they had available previously. So that's another area where I think developers will get some real benefits from checking out SE6. There are many more, though. java.sun.com is a great source of information.
Okay, well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.